So many teenagers waiting to be adopted from foster care feel like their lives are over. They've given up hope of having a permanent home and are terrified of aging out with no support system. Right now, more than 113,000 children are waiting to be adopted in the U.S. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is dedicated to finding them the right family before it's too late. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org/learn more.
Hey, this is Doug.
I'm Greg.
And this is Mike.
And you're listening to the It's Funny, That Makes It Okay podcast. And we hope you enjoy the show. Here we go. Hey, welcome everybody. It is the It's Funny, That Makes It Okay podcast. I'm Doug.
I am Greg.
And this is Mike.
And we're back. Had a little two-week hiatus with COVID and babies and all kinds of things.
We didn't have babies.
No. No, yeah. And they weren't COVID babies, but
solar babies.
Yes. I had COVID 3 weeks ago, and so we were out of commission. I was out of commission for a week. It wasn't bad. I mean, like a little bit of a cold, but kind of lost my voice. Throat was shot. And then
we had twin little grandbabies, and we're excited about that, but had a little extra stay in the hospital, some things like that. So
everybody's good now and kind of hopefully back to normal. So.
Yes, we're ready for normal.
There we go. Well, let's jump right in. We got real quick. We'll give you a rundown. I got a few products we're going to talk about. Greg's got a gripe off the top. We're going to talk about some guy rules.
Guy rules.
Speaking of that, guy rule, man rules, guy rules. We got a guy who is having problems with his wife. Sounds like I don't know if they're going to make it.
Really?
We'll see.
I've never heard of a guy having that problem.
Women drivers, but a little bit of a different twist on that. So, and a manager gets fired. We'll see if he was justly fired or not. I don't know. I think he was unjustly fired, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
And then a woman gets herself in a precarious predicament, and we'll see what you would do or what it would take to get into that predicament.
Is this like the woman a while back that fell between the two buildings?
Well, she fell. I'd rather have fallen naked between two buildings than where this woman ended up. Another woman is trying to help her dog out, racks up a large vet bill. And I don't know. Did it help her? I don't know. We'll see. See if it helps the dog or not. And then a romance novelist is on trial for killing her spouse. And it will tie into what her romance must have not have been a big seller. And we may have one more story at the end of here. We'll see how much time we have. If not, we'll push it off to another week. So
we'll see if there's space for that at the end.
Yeah. Very good. We will see.
Yeah.
If you know, maybe if we strip it all down, we can fit it all in there. We'll see what happens. All right. Well, let's fire it up, Greg. Fire away. Let's get this show rolling.
All right. Well,
start us off strong here.
Strong. Okay. Well, for Christmas, my son got me two tickets to see Weird Al. Mike's favorite artist,
yes.
Weird Al. So as we record this, I'm supposed to go see Weird Al tomorrow. And,
now, Mike probably wants you to try to get a bootleg copy of the concert for him while you're there with your
camera. I'll see what I can do. See if I can record, get him some good recordings of, you know, some of Al's best polka hits.
Mike's not a fan of Weird Al.
No, I just need a fire starter for a cookout next weekend. So. Yeah.
So anyways, I'm supposed to go to this concert. And my son messaged me because he had the tickets on his phone, and he sent them over, and he goes, hey, don't forget, too, you got to get a COVID test within 72 hours, or you got to be, you know, show a vaccination thing. Well, for other reasons, I did not get vaccinated. I won't go into that. But anyway, so I have to get a COVID test within 72 hours of the show. So I called the Performing Arts Center where he's appearing, which said they did not have any COVID restrictions, the Performing Arts Center. So it must be the band or Al himself. And I don't want to rip on Al because I like him, but come on, why do we got to have this stupid COVID test? Because the people that had the vaccination, they could have had it a year and a half ago, and they could be as positive as I might be without the test. What's the difference?
You could have the vaccination and all of the boosters and still get COVID.
As a matter of fact, Al has COVID as we speak. Weird Al does. He canceled two shows prior to this. So anyways, that's not my gripe. So I called a doctor. I said, hey, can I come in there? There's one in town here that they're supposed to be pretty good, you know, get it quick and stuff. And she said, no, I'm sorry, we're not doing
that. All we have are the Chinese test.
Yeah.
The anal one. So
yeah. Ooh,
how bad do you want those to see Weird Al?
That might be where I draw the line.
Might?
Might. Oh, I do like Al.
I don't like Weird Al that much.
So I called, I had called their Performing Arts Center first to get back to that. And I said, can I use the rapid test from like CVS or Walgreens? And they said, no, it's got to be the PCR test. But they only give you, 72 hours. You got to get it. So the show is at 7 o'clock in the evening. So this was at 7 o'clock on Thursday night. That I can't go get it after that. So that leaves me basically Friday or Saturday to get the test and get the results back. So I called the doctor and I said, hey, can I get a PCR test? No, we don't do PCR tests anymore. We're only doing the rapid test. And I said, can you give me a recommendation where to go? And she goes, CVS is about as good as anywhere. So I go on CVS's website and I put in all my information. PCR test, $139 for a stinking COVID test that
So you did get it up the rear end.
Yeah, I did. Bend over. We're going to give you that COVID test. Because at the event, somebody's going to glance at it and go, okay, go ahead. But if you don't have it, they're not going to let you in. So I went yesterday, got the test done. I do not have the results back yet. The concert is tomorrow night at 7. I had to fork out an additional $139 in addition to the ticket. Well, I didn't pay for the ticket, so my son did.
And hopefully it comes back negative.
Right. You know what? I'm not saying it. I am going in that show one way or another. So it's just driving me insane with this idiocy. It's like, cause it's stupid. They said, masks are recommended if you want to wear, but it was like, it was very vague. You don't have to wear the mask, but you can. And it's like, but you're going to go sit, a foot away from a person, a crowd of people. And it's like, it's just stupid. I'm sorry, but it's just stupid.
I would agree.
So I've had it to hear with this. So anyways, hopefully I get to report back that I got to see a good Weird Al show.
Well, hopefully that. But
I'm a little ticked at him that he's probably the one dictating whether we have to take
it
or not.
I'm sure he is.
Because on his post, he goes, "Oh, sorry guys, I have COVID. I got to cancel two concerts. Then I'm double vaxxed and double boosted." And it's like, "And you got COVID, so I got to go get a stupid $139 test to come see your concert." And it's like, "Ah, all right, sorry, I'll stop."
Okay.
Fired up about that.
All right. Mike, you got anything, or are we going to jump right
no,
in?
No, I got nothing.
All right, well, I'm going to jump right in. I found, and I'll throw some pictures out there, but I found some. First, the product. I love Reese's, and we've talked
we
about
all
this.
We all do. I don't know if Mike does, but
Mike, yeah, but yeah. Mike's brought up a
not
good point.
Not quite to the level of you guys, but I enjoy a Reese's, right? Don't get me wrong.
Okay, mine's a borderline obsession, but still.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah. I'm trying to cut back, but it's not
It's a problem.
No, it's a problem. But Mike said that, they're kind of weakening the brand because they're getting into all kinds of stuff. They're putting weird things in
potato chips.
Yeah, and pretzels and Reese's Pieces. That's not what this is. But, America has an obesity problem. I have the problem. This isn't helping Reese's because when they started out, when we were kids, they had the two cups.
Yes.
You got two regular cups.
And that was pretty much all you had. You could get the single ones, a single cup. Yeah.
Well, then they started coming out with the holidays, which were good. And then they come out with the king size cup, which was two thick cups. Then they came out with the king size Reese's, four cups.
Yes.
Now they have the super king. I just saw this. It's six regular cups. It's a sleeve of six cups. It takes up like a third of the candy rack when they put it in there. Like, this is terrible. I didn't even buy. I was disgusted with this. And I'm like, come on, Reese's. This is too much.
America, you're not
you have
fat
gone
enough.
Too far. I told my wife, look at this. I said, now grab me two of those big cups.
Yeah. Who wants these little skinny cups?
I want four of those giant ones. I ain't buying these six. That's ridiculous.
Those wimpy single cups.
Oh my goodness. So, all right. So let's get in. We're going to get into some man talk now, some guy talk.
Uh-oh.
So yeah. Ladies, you want insight to your husbands? This, we're going to break stuff down. I'll probably.
Cause it helps us.
Yes. It helps if we break stuff down. No. I was at a business, maybe about a month ago, and I went in to use their restroom, and in the restroom they had some body spray. And this place was kind
of. Oh, I thought you said some bodies.
No, I didn't see any bodies, but just body spray in there on the sink. This place was a recycling place. It was filthy, dirty. So it was like, why do they have body spray? That seems odd. But it was called BOD, B-O-D, man. So BOD man, all right?
BOD man.
The thing that stuck out to me, it says one of them was in a black can. It said BOD man, and it just said really ripped abs. Like, that's the fragrance. That's the scent. Really ripped abs. Like, what does that even smell? What does that mean? What am I? I'm going to smell like a sweaty weightlifter.
Like a gym, yeah.
That's what I'm imagining.
But I did look up.
Your abs smell delicious.
And there are actually 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9. There's 9 main accords, it says to this. So
9 what?
They say main accords or scents that make up this BODMAN spray. It says, BODMAN Really Ripped Abs by Parfums Decor. I probably butchered that. Is an aromatic fragrance for men. BODMAN Really Ripped Abs was launched in 2013. Top notes are bergamot, mandarin orange, and orange. The middle notes are sage, geranium, and lavender, with base notes of musk, sandalwood, and cedar.
Cedar. You smell like a tree.
So yeah, I did not get what I like. What is this? Why is there a fragrance called Really Ripped Abs? So they had that one. They also had a white BOD for men. And I was like, okay, what's that one then? Because you know that one was Really Ripped Abs. I didn't see Really Ripped Abs on there, but it did say BOD for men, boosted with caffeine. I don't know why you would need caffeine in a body spray or a perfume, or what's it helping? It's a body spray. Maybe part of your body needs a little pick-me-up. Get a little caffeine shot. Yeah, all right. Ready to go.
Maybe that's the precursor to the ripped abs.
Maybe it is.
Gets it going.
Gets it going.
And then.
Then you hit it with some ripped abs. Oh, we're ready to go.
I don't even see how you get the caffeine in. What that even does.
I don't either. This is world class. It also says 2 times the fragrance to last all day. So whatever the regular fragrance is, I don't know what the scale, but this is twice that. So whatever the regular one is, we're going to go 2 more times.
Do they have diet?
It didn't say diet. It did not say diet.
I'd like some diet caffeine free. You know, I can't do the caffeine, so I need caffeine free diet.
Bob. So the ripped ads did say it's clean and energizing. I just thought those were strange. Very odd.
So which scent was your favorite?
I did not try either one. Did not. I should have, in fairness to the podcast.
It looks like those bottles hadn't been touched, though. And
a lot of dust on those bottles.
Probably since 2013 when they came out.
Probably.
So about 10 years ago.
Okay. So while I was looking at those, there was this other product that popped up. Says people that bought this also might be interested in this product. The company's name is Ballsy. B-A-L-L-S-Y. And the product is Nut Rub Ball Safe Cologne. I didn't know this was a thing. Maybe I'm just naive. I didn't know this was a thing. It says Nut Rub Nut Rub is the way natural cologne should be done. Solid, portable, and ready for action.
Solid, portable.
On any and all parts of the body, and now available in 5 incredible scents that are perfect for any occasion.
Incredible ball scents.
Oh.
Jockstrap scented.
So it is powered by beeswax, so it's moisturizing.
Powered by.
Coconut and sunflower seed oils, and it's well-balanced, not overpowering. You get a 30-back money guarantee. It's made in the USA. Yeah.
Well, that's
USA.
Good.
USA. It's sulfate and paraben free, and it's cruelty free. Which, you know, if I'm getting a nut rub, I want it to definitely be
cruelty free. I don't want any cruelty happening with the nut rub.
But the scents they have forest and field, ocean and air, citrus and cedar, drifting dunes, which sand and that product does not go well. Yeah, I don't want a lot of gritty.
Can I get some
hummus?
220 grit?
I don't want to use lava soap in that area. I don't want to be scrubbing things down there like that.
It comes with a sandblaster aerosol.
Oh my gosh. And then they also have a sun and surf. Oh my gosh.
Sun and surf. What's it got? SPF 40 in there?
I don't know. But here, I'll read one of the people that wrote in about it. It says, for the sake of protecting my nose from bad smells and protecting my nether regions from toxic chemicals, sprays to prevent bad smells, this seemed the perfect solution. It's a skin-safe balm.
A balm. It's a lovely balm.
Who told you to put the balm on? Says, I love the smell of all the nut rubs I have tried. That was another one. They have a lot of five-star. A lot of five-star. This says butt rub is great, so I don't know if that was a typo.
I think that's a typo.
Or there's another
or he's using
product.
It wrong. Maybe he's using it wrong.
Is that going to be used on any part of the body? yeah, it says, I like the scent. I subscribe to, but I do not know how to change the scents on my subscription to sample other scents. So there we go. So there was somebody give it a 3-star. It didn't smell good to me at all. Definitely got the old pervy guy smell. Now, full disclosure, I have no idea what old pervy guy smells like.
I don't know. But you get the perv coffee at the coffee shop.
Maybe that's a different, that's right. You get your nut rub and it's a scent old pervy guy. Oh, no. They messed up my order. That is not what I was wanting. Oh. So anyway, yeah, so there you go. You're out there looking for, you know, new product, maybe. Treat yourself.
Yeah.
Get you some nut
rub. Sounds lovely. See, when you said nut rub, I thought you were talking pecan, pistachio. You know,
well, maybe you almond. Could. I don't think that's the kind.
Cashew. Before you move on to the next thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have an urgent news update.
Uh-oh.
That's right. Weird Al show postponed tomorrow.
Oh, no.
$139 COVID test for nothing.
Oh, no.
My son just sent that to me.
We are right now, you're getting an updated gripe right in the middle of
right
our podcast.
In the middle, and
I don't even know if Greg can go on. He looks furious. He may flip the table. It's over. He's going to go burn all of his Weird Al albums. I'm out.
Al tweeted about his show. I'm going to reply to his tweet and say, thanks for making me spend $139 and then canceling his show.
Oh, my gosh.
Ugh. Al, you're killing me.
Wow.
I don't know how long I can stay a fan.
That would make it difficult. Okay.
So I got a COVID test for nothing. Well, that's good.
Got that going for you.
Yeah.
Do you want to revisit your gripe? You want to elaborate on that anymore?
No, it's just, I like it. Big red letters. Show postponed. Well, they're going to honor the tickets later. Yeah. You know, I am not doing another COVID test.
After you get a second COVID test to get in.
I will take this one and I will mark the date out on it. You know, print it out PDF, edit the PDF, put a different date on it. I don't care if the feds come get me or not.
Yeah.
I'm done with it.
All right. You feel better? Or
I don't feel better, but I'm done.
Okay. I did find this, and I thought it was interesting, maybe, and it may be a complete bust, but it was, it's from BuzzFeed, and it actually started as Reddit thread, because, you know, excuse me here.
He's choked up about the owl thing, too, because he was going to go with me, but.
I jinxed you. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all, so.
Wait, did you have a COVID test then, Doug?
I've been vaccinated, and I've had COVID.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, so you, that's right.
So he didn't have to.
I didn't get boosted.
That's right.
I was vaccinated a year ago.
We don't need to go down that whole rabbit hole. But
this whole episode is just going to be Greg venting and getting madder and madder and madder. Says here that men are sharing unwritten men rules. and says they're surprisingly kind of adorable. That's what this person wrote. I'm not saying they're adorable, but that's what this person
Oh, they're
wrote.
Adorable.
Says on Wednesday, Reddit user, and it gives a Reddit user, said, ask men, what are some unwritten rules that we have? And they provided some examples. So I'm going to read some of these, and then I've got some. I'm sure if you guys have some, we'll talk about some of those as well.
I have no rules. Mine are written.
Yeah. So it says here, the first one.
These are the unwritten ones.
Says, we nod down when we greet someone. We nod up when we meet someone we know. And I didn't even read. Yeah. So that's, mm-hmm. that's the truth.
And as we talked about that, I agree. I do that, yeah. you know,
I don't say, hey, or I might say, hey, or what's up, but most of the time I just give a nod up. And if it's somebody I know, I give a nod up. And if it's somebody I don't know, I'll just give them a you know, nod down. Like, how you
see,
doing?
I don't know. Do I do? Cause like, if I'm passing somebody in a vehicle, that's another dude and he's driving, you know, and
I don't nod at him in a vehicle though.
Maybe it's, I don't know. I feel like I've done that and I don't know. Do I go heads up or heads down? I'm going to have to make note of that next time, and it will be a written rule then at that
yeah,
point.
Yeah, when this was talked about before, I definitely do this.
Yeah.
If it's somebody I know, they definitely get a
the heads up, nod, the head back, yeah.
Head up, hey, and then what's up? Somebody I don't, but somebody, you know, does a greeting and, like, passing it out of a door or something, you know, it's, you know,
yeah,
that kind of a thing. But so I would fall right in line.
We're all
that,
sitting here nodding our heads.
Yes. Yeah. I'm sure it's great. Great listening content.
Yeah, you can almost visualize
yes,
heads,
right. that's
heads
right.
are nodding.
Picture all three of us nodding.
Yes, we're nodding down to you, the listener, though.
Yes, but we're
we don't
up
know
to
you.
But we're showing respect.
That's
right. Thank you for listening.
We're giving you the downward nod.
That's right.
Says number two
with a thumbs up.
Yeah. If a friend buys a drink, you don't pay it back. You just buy the next round. I've never done that, but I mean, I would. I don't know.
Well, take that with like, you know.
If I buy somebody something, I don't expect them to pay me back. If I buy Mike something or you something, I'd be like, no.
Well, no, we'll do that with the Polar Pops once in a while. We'll go to the gas station. Doug will say, hey, I got both. And, you know, and then later I'll say, oh, I got both or whatever. And matter of fact, I'm sipping on a free Polar Pop right now because Mike brought it for me. And I'll pick him up one at some point, too, since he wouldn't take my dollar earlier.
That's the trade-off. So there we go. We're two for two, I think.
We are two for two. All right, this third one's kind of disgusting, so I'm just going to read it. This is not mine. This is from BuzzFeed. It's essential that we pee away the small bits of poop on the side of the toilet. So I don't know if that's
true. I
got to
say I've done it.
I don't really fall into this one so much as the first two.
No. I will say this, because like in a urinal, if they got the urinal,
the
not
freshener.
The urinal cake, but the urinal, the little mat in there with the holes. I pee in the holes. I like connect the dots. I got to pee in the holes.
Remember a few years ago,
they're numbered.
Yeah, well, in my mind, yeah, there is. There's a certain way you got to pee. And it's always, now, oddly enough, it's counterclockwise. I don't know why that is. I'm usually a clockwise guy, but on the peeing, I got to counterclockwise that.
Well, remember a number of years ago, that company came out with the urinal things
that
were games?
About that. Yeah,
I think we did. Football and different
soccer,
games.
Soccer. You pee on the... if there's a target there, I'm going to shoot at it. It's like, I got to hit it.
Yeah.
Which women are thankful for. You know, you're at home. You know, they always complain that men can't hit the toilets. It's like, there's splash. You can't help it. I mean.
I hit the toilet.
Yeah.
I don't pee on the
It's
floor.
Just that there's splash. Not me, of course, but everybody else, they're splash. I'm very quiet. And very...
Well, you've got the silencer that you stick on the end because you don't want people to hear you pee. The downside is that it sprays
it's
it
very
out.
Hard to find, that silencer.
It sprays it a little bit because it takes that stream from a nice strong stream and makes it like a mist. It's like a mister in the summertime.
Like when you're watering flowers?
I think it's like at a carnival. You go by the misters. That's kind of what it's like. It just floats down quietly to the toilet.
Yeah, thanks
hard to knock off little chunks of poo when you...
Oh, it takes a lot. Yeah, you got the mister going. Misty. Oh my gosh!
Spritz.
Yeah. I'll clean this one up. So don't hit another man in the junk in the tackle
where the ball rub goes,
where the nut rub goes.
Yeah, that's right.
You don't hit them. I never have smacked another guy.
No,
there.
I've never.
I
done
don't.
That.
That's not something funny. I don't think that's.
Well, I pretty much stay away from that area anyway.
I try not to touch that at all.
Other dudes.
Says beer and pizza and barbecue is acceptable payment for helping another man work on the house or vehicle. I'd say that's
true. Yeah, it's true. I've paid people with products.
If somebody asks, Bod if spray. I say I'm going to help, if I go help somebody, I don't expect pay. I'm like, nah, just helping you out. That's it. Says you don't throw another friend under their bus to impress someone. I kind of agree with that. Seven.
When I was younger, maybe if it was a girl I was trying to impress, yeah, then the dude might get thrown under the bus.
See, that's where the bros before hoes comes in. Bros before hoes.
That didn't exist in the 70s.
No. number seven says, don't use the urinal next to an unoccupied. There should always be one urinal in between you and somebody else.
They should just build them that way because, yeah.
See, I think it's a test, though. It weeds out the...
Oh, it's a test.
Yeah, the people who don't follow.
Well, there's nothing worse too. You walk in and you turn and there's three urinals on the wall and there's a guy in the middle. It's like, I just want to yell at him. What are you doing? What are you,
go up and smack him in the back of the head.
There's not an acceptable answer. You can say, well, there's somebody else. No, then you go to the end or you go to a stall. You don't go to the urinal. Yeah. I don't want to belly up here with you next to me. It's like, how's it going? It's like, yeah, no, listen, at most. You don't even acknowledge another man.
I'll say there's no conversation.
No eye. We don't turn and talk. We don't look. No eye contact.
Yeah.
You just walk up there, do your business.
That's what I was going to say. I don't know if we were going to. That was going to be one I mentioned later, but while we're on the topic, it's like, yeah, there's no conversation at all in a public bathroom or in any bathroom.
No. You can nod.
At the sink.
Well, I mean, say you're. You're coming in the door. The other guy's
coming
out.
We're talking at the urinal, though.
Oh, but he said, like, no talking in the restroom.
I'm the whole bathroom, probably.
I give a nod in the bathroom. Like, yeah. That's about it.
I don't know. Maybe that's
That's more of an acknowledgement of somebody else.
And like you said, basically, if I open the door and the guy's coming in, I'm like, excuse me. Might say that.
But downward nod because you don't know him.
Well, yeah. There's no upward nodding in the bathroom.
Well, in the bathroom, it's like I'm in and out. I'm not. Yeah.
You're not spending
a lot. You look at the wall, you look at the floor, you look at the wall. We don't turn our head left or right. There's no looking around. There's no need to look around.
You're not in there applying any rub or anything.
No rub. Why? No comparing. There's no nothing.
The women all go to the bathroom at the same time. The men do that to go put their rub on.
No.
Come on, boys.
No. In fact, I wait. Yeah.
You got the pine scent? I got the sand and dune.
I have no idea what's going on in the bathrooms you're heading into, man. This went to a dark place.
Oh, I got to vent this Weird Al anger I've got into something else.
I guess. It says here, you can have a beer, but not if it's the last one. I don't really drink beer, so I don't know if
that's... Yeah. And Mike has shower beer. So if it's the last one, he's in the shower. I don't know.
Well, hopefully I'm not in there drinking a beer with him. Say, no offense.
We're breaking more rules than that one if we get to that point.
Yeah. If we're both in the shower drinking a beer.
That's the last rule I'm worrying about.
It would have to have been a lot of beer to get into that position, I'm going to say. And I hope there's nowhere like, I got this nut rub guy. Okay. I don't know where you think this is going, Mike. But a head nod and out the door is fine. That's where we're going. We're good.
Yeah.
Says here, don't roast a man in front of their kid. I got, yeah.
Don't, yeah. You never, yeah. Don't never, make them look bad in front of the kid.
The kid can't help it. His dad's a loser.
Right.
It's not his fault.
No. I'm not even going to go over 10. That's stupid. It says you can have the last slice of pizza or you can have the last beer, but you can't have both. I don't.
You know, the last of is kind of a funny thing. Last night we were at a restaurant and I bought some fried mushrooms appetizer.
I've got my thought on it. Go ahead.
And it's funny because, I shared them with the table. I said, anybody, you guys are welcome to have them. No one will ever eat the last one. The last one's laying there and everybody's staring at it. And I'm like, somebody eat the last one. After about 10 minutes, I just like, okay, I'm eating it, but it's kind of a weird phenomenon. It's like nobody wants to eat that last one.
Oh, go ahead, Mike.
Well, you can go. I think we're probably going to have the same thought. So
go ahead. I don't want to take yours. Go ahead.
I was going to ask, I'm assuming you paid for the mushroom, right? Yeah. Said? So yeah. That's why you ended up eating the last mushroom.
But I was happy to share it with everybody. I'm like, hey, somebody take that. And it's like, take it. Come on.
That's exactly where I was going. Like, if we went, if Mike had us come over and he bought pizza, in my mind, I would never eat the last piece of pizza. That would be Mike's, unless he's like, I'm not going to eat this. You guys want this. Then I wouldn't even reach for the last piece. Like, nope.
Yeah.
Not my pizza.
Which is what you were trying.
Yeah, I gave everybody every opportunity to eat the mushroom, but, you know, I'm not going to let it go to waste. I mean, it's like they were good. I'm going to eat it then.
Yeah. All right. Well, this will be an interesting one. The unspoken man up and deal with it, real men don't cry rule is BS. Real men express emotions.
No.
I agree with you on that one. I don't express emotion.
Anger for Weird Al, but.
You might get so angry you cry because you spent that much money. That could have been a half a tank of gas.
Yeah, it could have been.
$130 could have gave you a half a tank of gas. So I got something that I'll put on. I think that a real man needs, or men, you need to know how to small talk, because that is a big help with guys. Because guys, we do small talk. You know, even if I don't follow sports, I know enough where I can converse with somebody just for that reason.
Yeah.
Like, hey, how are the Cubs, or how's, you know, the Blackhawks or the Bruins or whatever.
Yeah.
And I think men are much better at small talk than women. I think just – and by a mile. I don't even think it's close. And the reason for that is because we don't talk about anything real. We're horrible at talking about real things. Women are fantastic at that. They can have real conversations. They can get into the nitty-gritty and talk about their feelings and work things out. Men, we're not.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that. So we have to be really good at talking about nothing.
Sports, weather, cars.
Yeah.
But from the small talk conversations, those can go into.
Like, well, there's secret meanings to those.
Yeah, I'd say those can be more than small talk sometimes.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah, but we just don't come right out and just directly say it.
Right.
So, like, I would never just say, like, if somebody asked, how you doing? The acceptable answer would be, yeah, I'm doing okay, doing pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, or okay.
Yeah.
And that, but if somebody said okay, I'd be like, nah, they're struggling with something. You know, that would be it. I'd be like, right. Oh, you know, hang in there or something like that. So that'd be like, hey, hope everything starts going. Let me know if you need anything else. That's what that really means. But that's his.
What he's really saying is he's upset you took the last piece of pizza.
Well, that very well could be.
Weird Al postponed the concert.
That's right.
I had one kind of along those lines too. It's like, as a kid, when my dad would come home on Friday nights, because he drives a semi-truck, so he's out all week, you know, on the road dealing with whatever crap that he has to deal with throughout the whole week. So he would come home on those Friday afternoons, and he'd just sit in the garage sometimes for 15 minutes, 20 minutes. And I'd always ask, like, why is Dad just hanging out in the garage? So I would ask him, and he's like, one day you'll understand why I sit in the garage for about 15 minutes when I get home. It's like, that's where you take that opportunity to do whatever you need to do away from people.
To prep your brain.
Yeah, when you go into the settings, you're ready to go.
You decompress. So,
exactly.
Kind of de-stress.
Yeah, I do that. I mean, I'll take the long way to work.
A little nut rub. Get ready for the weekend. Right. Get yourself prepped up.
Yeah.
All right. I'm ready.
Yeah.
Okay. Says Stan.
Do I want the woodsy scent today?
That's right. Says Stan, when you shake a man's hand or a woman comes to the table. And I agree with that.
Yeah. I don't know that. I mean, I definitely stand, shake a guy's hand if he comes to the table. And I think I try to when women come to the table, but I won't. What does that mean? So, like I said earlier, the women get up, go to the restroom together. I mean, they come back. We don't all stand up.
See, I don't think I've done that once in my life, so I don't think I knew about that one. So I'm not.
It's a little old school.
Yeah, it is. I like it, but
see, I think that I will give up my seat. Like if we're at somewhere, or if I was ever rode the bus or public transportation.
Oh,
for
sure.
If there was a woman, I would give up my seat. If there was somebody older, man or woman, I would give up my seat. I'd stand up. or somebody with some kind of handicap or physical disability or something, I would stand up.
Kids, I mean, no, they can.
No. But honestly, I think when people stop doing that, that was kind of that's when society starts breaking. When you lose these little bitty things, it starts chipping at society, and people, they just don't care.
Because they're signs of respect.
I sound like an old man. This is old man rules.
Yeah. But they're signs of respect.
They are.
And it's.
Yeah, and it has nothing to do with color or race or anything. Like, it would just be an older person or somebody that looked like they needed to see, or a woman, I'd stand up. Here, you can sit down. I'm good.
I remember one time we were on a vacation somewhere. I think it was like Disney or something. Maybe when I was early teens, and we were riding that thing around Disney. What's that thing called? The white train thing?
Oh, the monorail.
Monorail. We were on that. My family had seats, and there was a Vietnam vet who came on, and he was standing at that point, I think, or something. And I had asked him for a seat, if he wanted my seat. He's like, he basically told me, no, don't pity me, that kind of a thing.
It's come on,
like,
punk.
Oh. Yeah. Like, you try to do the right thing.
Yeah. Sometimes it backfires. It doesn't
always go the way you want it to. That always stuck with me, too. I don't know why.
You did the right thing.
Try.
So. This is, let's see here, it says, don't start drama. If drama begins, take steps to de-escalate it. If parties involved, clearly just create drama for no reason. It says, fly, you fool. So, I don't know. But, yeah, I don't think, I go to great steps to avoid drama.
Oh, yeah. I don't want the drama.
I don't get into a lot of stuff that maybe I should get more into, but for the reason, I don't need to get into this. This next one's kind of ties into one that we'd already talked about. It says, if a buddy asks, how's it going? You should be able to talk about it instead of just saying fine. But I think we already debunked that.
Yeah.
In our opinion. Now this person here, you know, he's weak. So no, it's a joke. If he's flirting with her, don't interrupt. So I guess if a guy's flirting with a girl, you shouldn't interrupt him. I don't know. I've been married for almost 30 years, so that's gone. So I have no idea.
Most people I'm around are not flirting. I mean, it's because.
And this one here is interesting. Says, when your friend's crush is around, he's the funniest in the group. I disagree with that.
Sorry.
Listen,
no.
I won't upstage you, but I'm not going to pull back either. This is kind of like in sports, you know. If you want to, if I'm on a football team and we're scoring, stop me. I'm not gonna put down my, you know, downplay my stuff.
Yeah, he needs to step up his game.
No, I won't go out of the way to make him look bad either. But it's like, dude.
Yeah, so no, but it's a call for him to step up his game to impress her with his funniness. Yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna be funny, and you can be funnier than me. And show her how much you are. You try to be funny. So that was all they had. I don't know. Did you guys have anything else? Or
no, we talked about the talking in the bathroom. That's
I had one that's like something I've always tried to follow too. It's like when I first meet somebody, I'll treat you with a level of respect until you prove me wrong that you deserve that respect. That's kind of one that I've always kind of followed.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I do too.
I think, we covered some of the other ones I was thinking of already.
I was thinking if you shake hands with a guy, it's 3 seconds, no more. I mean, you go in, three.
Well, that's another interesting point too, because I know you're supposed to have the firm handshake, but one thing I hate is the overcompensating handshake. Like, look, you don't have to break my hand.
Yeah, or they get just your fingers. It's like, get your hand, and then they're crushing your fingers like, dude.
Yeah. 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 I agree, though, with that one. And I hate the overcompensating hands. So that's another.
And on the rare occasion, if you got a guy that's a hugger that wants to come in and give you a hug, because there are guys out there.
Oh, there's huggers, yeah.
So, and my rule is I throw that hand out first to shake hands, and then I'll pull them in. So I've got my arm between us here. Give him, you get three pats on the back. One, two, three. All right, we're out.
Spin them around to a side, twist.
It's like a dance step. Oh, look at Greg spinning that guy. Dip. Oh, he's out. That's much better than just giving him a hug.
Try to get the side hug, not the.
That looks much better. If you go out to dinner with another guy, you guys are out, run around. You never sit on the same side of the table. You sit across from me. I've seen people like, no. Like, what are we doing? You don't have to sit next to me.
Yeah.
And we sit across. In fact, when we sit across, sit catty corner. You don't sit straight across from me.
Yeah.
I don't want to play footsie with you under the table.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, if there's four chairs, you sit in the far, you know, left one. I'll sit in the far right one. So we're catty corner. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Whenever I go into a place, this is just for me, I always try to sit with my back to the wall or to, I don't know, my dad always did that. I feel more comfortable if I've got my back up against the wall or away from the door so I can see what's going on. Not that anything's going on, but just, I like to
lay of the land.
See what's happening.
Yeah. It's part of keeping your head on a swivel.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like,
keep your head on a swivel.
Be aware of your surroundings and, yeah.
When my wife and I, we go for a walk or whatever, I always put myself on the outside, closest to the traffic or closest to whatever. I don't even realize I'm doing it.
She I do told, it, too. I do brought, it.
You do that to my wife?
To my sister. Inside. Come on.
You're pushing her inside. Get out of here.
Yeah, that I might be doing. It's for Misha, but no, with Lori, if we're on a walk, but I'll stay on the outside.
I always went on the outside and just,
I figure if there's a...
Not that I'm going to do a whole lot to protect her, but...
Figure if there's an errant driver... You know, looking at their cell phone and we're walking and they plow one of us over.
She'll get
that's going to be me, hopefully.
That big check from the life insurance.
Yeah.
Because we like to imagine that we ourselves, our bodies can stop the hundreds of pounds of metal.
We'll be fine.
Yeah.
Just flesh wound.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So I got nothing else. Those were just some extra ones that I had. I don't know if you have anything else you want to throw in
there. I can't
think
of any more. I'm sure there are. But
all right. Well, I'm going to try to move on.
Move on.
All right. So a man, I believe this is in Japan too. He's 38 years old. I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name. I don't know. Akihiko Kondo. I guess I did try to pronounce it.
I'm not going to try, but
that's
Hiko.
Not bad. Yeah, that's
Akihiko Kondo. He's 38 years old, and he's experiencing some trouble with his marriage, like a lot of people that will. I mean, it's sad. I mean,
maybe he needs counseling.
He married a woman named Hatsune
Miku,
4 years ago. And the marriage, honestly, kind of began with a rocky start. His family, they didn't even attend the nuptials. Despite the fact that him and this woman had been dating for a decade.
Wow.
So long relationship, dated for 10 years, then finally tied the knot, been married for four. Says, we have a feeling that Kondo's family may have had a slight problem with the fact that Hatsune Miku is actually a fictional character and not a real human being. Kondo identifies as a fictosexual, or someone who is attracted to fictional characters. He spent upwards... Now, this seems insane to me.
Holy cow.
On the wedding, he spent over $17,000 to...
That is insane.
It's a fictional woman! What does the wedding consist of? I don't even know.
Hey, those fictional cakes are expensive.
I guess. And the fictional save the dates, and then... You know, plus ones.
Finding all her friends.
You got to find a DJ. Find out what kind of music she wants. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. It says here the wedding, they spent over $17,000 over 4 years ago. But now they're experiencing some difficulties. Unfortunately, Kondo and Miku are having trouble communicating. Couples will have that. Kondo used a machine called Gatebox that allowed him to interact with Miku. And now the software for Gatebox has been eliminated, meaning he can no longer speak to his wife.
Uh-oh, she wasn't Windows 10 compatible.
Well, some men, not me, would say that he's found the perfect wife. Again,
you said
that
it.
Is not me.
You said it.
That is somebody who was trying to make a sexist joke. That's what they would say. I would find that very offensive. So it says, Kondo still loves Miku, though. My love hasn't changed. I held the wedding ceremony because I thought I could be with her forever.
Goodness.
Yeah.
So Gatebox 2.0 never came out, huh?
Yeah, I guess not. Or maybe she's just not compatible with 2.0. So he's looking for an upgrade.
Miku 2.0.
What is the matter with people? I mean,
there's $17,000.
Yeah, there's not a real woman out there that this guy could find. I know in Japan, I think that men outnumber the women, but still, I mean,
I don't know. It's
there was another article I heard. It was on the radio. They had him, and he was saying that, you know, that his coworkers started making or had made fun of him. It's like, well, you know what? If you marry a fictional character, spend $17,000 on a wedding, you're probably going to get made fun of.
There's a good chance.
There's a very good chance that is going to happen. So I don't know. Do you guys have anything else? I just was wanting to bring that up. Kind of get your opinions or.
Well, I did have, there was another story I had seen this in there with the New York Post.
Yeah.
And there's a picture in there where he's holding a doll of her. Like, is that her?
That's the image of her. She's a hologram.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. Okay.
But that is a doll. So they made a doll of the image.
Yeah.
She's a hologram.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
I would think that they would have more than just problems communicating as a hologram. But I don't know. Maybe not.
I like one of the comments. Somebody said, she probably don't do anything all day while he's out working to make this relationship work.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. It's like a little, I don't even know how you describe that. Like a cylinder that she shows. Is that the gate box then, I'm assuming?
That's probably the gate box.
Oh, wow.
Somebody said, every fairy tale marriage has its issues. I'm sure these kids will figure it out. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you buy a hologram? You know, anniversaries, things like that?
Virtual flowers? I don't know. Go on virtual vacations?
Yeah. I've given Lori a lot of virtual gifts.
You have.
Maybe she would like virtual flowers.
She might.
As opposed to the real thing.
She might would like that.
In a gate box? She put me in a gate box, probably.
She might would. Looking for an upgrade.
Look, right. I made him into a hologram.
Yeah. Well, if you got nothing else, I'm going to move on to something
yep,
a little
move
different.
On.
So,
move on.
Says Nintendo announces female characters will no longer be able to drive Mario Karts following Saudi Arabia
bad drivers,
investments. Right? Well, we're going to find out. So it's following today's news that Saudi Arabia now controls 5% of shares after making a nearly $3 billion investment. Nintendo has announced that female characters are now banned from driving in Mario Kart 8. I love this next section here because they have a statement from the president of Nintendo of America. And his name is...
Ironically, it's Doug Bowser.
Yeah. So
that is insane.
Weird.
Yeah.
Says, he's the boss. Here's his quote. I know what the assumption here is, and I assure you this isn't the case. The decision has nothing to do with our new ties to Saudi Arabia. Besides, women have been able to drive there for a few years now. So...
How progressive.
Yes. So I'm not really sure where people are getting their information from. No, we've long been planning on restricting women's ability to share the roads with the game's male and lizard drivers since well before this deal. It's just a funny little coincidence that it happened now.
Oh, sure.
I love how he's like, no, we've been wanting to restrict women for a long time. It's nothing to do with Saudi Arabia. That didn't help. That's not better. You'd have been better to say, yeah, you know.
Saudi Arabia
has problems with women having certain rights. We're going to do that. It's like, no.
Can you imagine being the PR team that gets paid, how much money to okay that press statement?
They said here they would love to have women keep driving, but they're going to be way too busy cleaning and cooking to be on the roads. We have new games. Princess Peach's house game. Cook drinking games. They're going to have all kinds of fun. See if you can sweep all four stories of a house before the timer runs out.
It's the stay-at-home wives of the Mushroom Kingdom.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Raising bonus, the children.
If you're able to get the housework done and have supper on the table before Mario gets home, you get an extra star. You can earn a new life. Said here that none of the female drivers have been able to win a game anyway, since they constantly kept stopping asking for directions. Then would get confused and couldn't follow the directions without having a landmark. No, they didn't say all that. They said that they put in a parallel parking course and none of the women could get through that one. See, none of these jokes are as offensive as what the guy really said.
Right.
That's what it's so funny. I love how he's like, now we've been planning on getting rid of women for a long time. They're just clogging up the raceway, really.
Boy, and people are ticked at Elon.
Pretty soon Nintendo's going to be coming out with a gate box software here pretty soon.
So, yeah, this, I was just reading here. It says, I know it sounds unpleasant, but it's just the cost of doing business, said Mel Glippy, an executive. If this is news to you, please know that Saudi Arabia also recently invested in Capcom, EA, Activision, and plenty of others. So, it's getting harder and harder to play
any of those things
without blood money tied to them. But again, this will not influence our content whatsoever.
Oh, sure.
The day you assassinate and dismember a journalist and face no consequences for it in one of our games, then you'll have a point. So I think he's making a political statement there about they supposedly got rid of killed a journalist that was saying bad things about the prince. So anyway, so there you go, ladies. You have all that to look forward to. A bunch of new games coming from Nintendo where you can cook and clean and gossip over the back fence. Have pillow fights. I don't know. Whatever it is you ladies do for fun. We don't know. I'm assuming you like to cook and clean. But
they probably have games, you know, trying to join the workforce, things like that.
What? They don't. They can't try to join the workforce.
Voting and
how to get a husband. You know, they can't do anything if they don't get a husband first. That's the first step.
Yeah. I do love that the president's name is Bowser. That still cracks me up. It's like, so if you get a job there and you work up through the levels over the years, do you get to try to kill him at the end to become president?
Wow, that got dark.
Well, that's how you do the game.
I know. You kill Bowser.
You kill Bowser. He's the boss. Well, this guy's the boss. It's just inevitable that you got to kill him and take his position. So
he throws shells at you when he comes into his office.
Yeah.
All right. Well, do you guys have anything else?
I don't want to.
Okay. Well, let's move on to another corporate giant, Dollar Tree. And actually, Dollar Tree has gotten pretty big. They've taken a lot of retail away from Walmart and some others. So, but there's a Dollar Tree store manager got in a little bit of trouble, actually lost his job. He posted a sign that some said was discriminatory. So let's see what he did. The handwritten sign was put up in the discount retailer earlier this month after two young employees quit. It read, "I apologize for us closing again. My two new cashiers quit because I said their boyfriends couldn't stand here for their entire shift. Don't hire Gen Z's. They don't know what work actually means. Now hiring baby boomers only. Thanks."
I had seen this. Yeah.
Gen Z is an age cohort defined by Pew Research as being anyone born from 1997 to 2012. So, and I think, Mike, you are 96. A millennial. So just out of it.
Just out of it.
And baby boomers were born from 1946 to 1964. That would be great.
That would be me.
So I think where he got in trouble was saying he's only going to hire baby boomers. I think you can just hire baby boomers if you wanted to. I don't think you can say
right.
that.
Yeah.
That's where he got
discrimination.
In trouble.
Yeah.
And I'm a Gen Xer, so I'm in between you two. And I will say this at the risk of sounding like an old man. I kind of agree. The Gen Z, they don't seem to have a work ethic. And not just them. There's plenty of people my age that don't want to work anymore. In fact, I don't have the article. I'm not going to read it. But I did see where a bunch of Apple employees are all upset because Apple said they had to start coming to the office.
Yeah.
First, it's 1 day a week, and it was going to eventually get up to 3 days a week. And they said that's unfair. They shouldn't have to come to the office. They should be able to live where they want. It's like, well, it's a job. I mean, you got hired to do a job. I don't just
at an office.
I don't get to dictate to my boss what I want to do.
It just happened because of COVID that you got to stay home
for 2 years.
For 2 years.
Yeah.
I knew in my opinion, the way it was going to go.
Oh, yeah. It could go no other way.
Right.
But, yeah, and good luck hiring anybody now and telling them that they can't have their cell phone with them. That's a non-starter.
Yeah.
You can't get rid of that.
Sorry, I can't come in at all.
And I love how he hired them, and their boyfriends would come and just stand with them the whole shift. Like, I'd be like, yeah, you can't. I'm not hiring you. Or you know what? I will hire you. Get a broom and go in the back room and start sweeping then if you're going to be here. You can't have your boyfriend. And I love how they just quit.
Yeah.
I can't have my boyfriend here with me. I'm going to quit.
Yeah, it's funny. Last night at the place where I ordered the mushrooms, one of the other gals at our table ordered some breadsticks. And another one of the gals at the table ordered some cinnamon sticks. And so we got through the whole meal, and the waitress, who happened to be a Gen Zer, walked up. And the one gal at the table said, hey, I ordered some breadsticks, and I never got them. And the girl goes, no, you didn't. And she goes, and we all heard her
There's
order.
There's nothing worse than them arguing with you.
Yeah.
That.
And she goes, I did order them. And she goes, I thought you were talking to her. And it's like, well, why would I talk to her about the? She goes, I ordered
somebody
them.
In your party. You mean that was the her?
That that was she was talking
like,
to another woman.
Why would I tell her I'm ordering breadsticks? She doesn't work here.
So we all heard her say it, and the girl was like, never would acknowledge. Well, okay, I'll take them off or whatever. Because the girl said, well, I don't want them now because we're already halfway through our meal. I wanted them as an appetizer. So
she didn't bring them, but they was on the check?
No, they were not on the check.
Oh.
But it's like she just didn't even acknowledge that there was any chance that anybody ordered any breadsticks. And the girl that ordered the cinnamon sticks never got any cinnamon sticks. And she didn't push it with the girl. She just like, whatever. It wasn't on her bill or anything, but we all heard her order cinnamon sticks. And it's like the girl was just like, tuned it out. I mean, it's like.
Well, we made the point several times that customer service is dead. Yeah. Well, I mean, there's the correlation. Customer service is dead because the primary working demographic now in customer service is Gen Z.
Yeah. And it wasn't that she was even mean about it, per se. I mean, I didn't like the way she kind of put it back on the one gal that, you know, she said, I ordered breadsticks.
Well,
I mean,
did you leave a tip? There's no way I would have left a tip.
Yeah.
Like, nope.
Yeah.
I'm imagining it's like.
Or maybe 10%. I mean, there's no, she's not getting 20. She's not getting
I left her a small tip.
But did they ask to see the manager at all?
They didn't. I mean.
Well, if they had, she would have been like, hold on, let me go get my boyfriend real quick. I'll bring him over.
Yeah. I mean, we were all just chuckling because it's like, the one gal's like, I order them. We're all like, we heard you order them, and you did order them, but
we was always, you never argue with a customer. It does no good.
That's right.
I mean, now some customers are being super difficult or vulgar about stuff, then you can deal with them, but how much does that, I apologize, this is my bad. Another thing, this is a little bit tied to that, but a lot of them, they won't write stuff down either. They just like, you'll tell them something, they're like, okay, it's like, are you going to remember all this that I want or no? Or
this girl was writing them down. I don't know how she missed it.
Even on a minor thing like this, too, it's about personal responsibility. It's like, which we're severely lacking these days.
Oh, there's no personal responsibility. Nothing's ever your fault.
Right.
No.
So,
because she was very adamant. No, you didn't.
Yeah.
I did.
Because surely it couldn't have been her that made a mistake.
Right.
So
she did, though.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right. Well, do you have anything else? I don't want to.
No, that was all on that.
A woman was camping, and she dropped her phone into one of the outdoor toilets, like the big pit that you go to the bathroom in. So she tried to retrieve it, fell headfirst into the toilet. Says it was a dirty, smelly, gross job, but the owner of a cell phone in a Washington park felt she had to do it. A woman using a valet toilet, which is really a sophisticated outhouse, went headfirst into a vat of excrement trying to retrieve her cell phone. She then attempted to dismantle the toilet and retrieve it. After disassembling the toilet seat and housing, she used the dog's leash to try to fish it out. And that's when she fell headfirst. On the good note, she was able to use her phone to call 911. But
man, when that
the rescuers came, they did get her out.
It didn't work.
The big thing about this is, what would you risk falling into an outdoor toilet to retrieve? It would not be a phone.
No.
If I dropped the phone, it'd be first off, I could never use that phone again anyway. It's like, nope, it's done.
You can't fix that in a bowl of rice.
Nope. No. Nope. I would never touch it again. I'm out. My wallet? No.
No.
But see, you can replace things in your wallet, right? You can cancel your cards. You can get new cards. You can get new license.
Yep.
And if a child, I would pull the child out.
Do I like the child? Is it a good child?
We'll say it's a good child.
How old is it? Have I really established a bond with it?
Well, if it's old enough to get itself out.
Is it my child?
If it's old enough to get itself out.
Well, then it shouldn't have jumped in there.
Right. But I'm talking a child that can't get itself out.
Is it my
out.
Child? Or is it just a child?
Well, it could be any child.
See, any child. Then I mean, I might have to really think about that one. That's a joke. But even cash. It's like, would you go in like after a thousand? No, even if somebody threw $1,000, I can't jump in the toilet. I couldn't do it.
Head first.
No. I'm trying to think of that dollar amount. It would have to be substantial, and it would have to be sitting there. I mean, yeah. I'm like, it's there. How long do I have to stay in there? I think she was in there for like, you know, an hour or something. Because she tried to get out on her own like for 15 to 20 minutes. Then she called and they came.
Phone is definitely not worth it.
No. No. No.
I mean, I'm trying to think of something like, yeah, I'm having a hard time too. Like a ring or something?
No.
Like a family heirloom ring?
See, I was kind of thinking something like that.
I'm still not going in. What if your wife fell in? I'd have to like, well, how did you get in here?
I got my phone.
Well, then you're on your own. I'll call the fire department. Just help me get out. Grab my hand. Look at your hands. I can't grab your hand.
Yeah, I'll pull your feet.
Let me get a rope. I can climb up on that. I don't know. I can't think of.
There's not much.
It would have to be a substantial, like life-changing money.
Yeah, life-changing money.
Seriously. Like I don't have to work kind of money. I couldn't do it.
I mean, you're starting like what? 7 digits?
Oh, minimum? Yeah. 7. Yeah. Like eight I'm not digits. Working again.
Because
I'd like to say it would be
therapy from having to dump his head in there.
It would be terrible. I would like to say I could do it for less. I don't think I could. I don't think I could just face first. And that's the thing, head first. Not like I lower myself into it.
Yeah.
No, you just drop like 6 feet head first into this. And it says it's going to go in every. You can't keep everything airtight. It's just everywhere.
Yeah.
Look, yeah. I struggle. I'm a germaphobe. I'm better, but I am. I struggle with it anyway. So I'm a bad person to ask this question.
How do you? Yeah,
this is a would you rather? Would you rather
from that?
I couldn't. I would be laying in a fetal position in a shower for like a week. Just like dump more rubbing alcohol on me. Just scrubbing. I couldn't get cleaned enough.
What's that wrinkled lump in the shower? Oh, it's Doug. He's been in there for 3 weeks.
Once you fall into that, you can't talk. You can't open your eyes.
You can't do anything. You can't. And at first, it's not like you can use your hands to wipe. No, there's nothing clean now.
Yeah. Right. And the problem is you're going to accidentally open your mouth or your
eyes.
Well,
you got to do that to call for help. Yeah.
Breathing.
Oh. Oh. I'd be throwing up.
Oh.
All right. Okay, let's move on. That's disgusting. I can't. Mike, you want to take us across the? Is sure. it across the pond?
I think. Yeah, I think so. This is from the Mirror UK, and actually, this story was the article was fairly recent, but the story itself, I think, is actually a few years old. But the headline for this gave me a good chuckle. It said, "A woman spent thousands of dollars on vet bills after her husband blames his farts on the dog."
Oh my God.
So the catch line there says, this pregnant woman spent 5 weeks putting up with the foul stench before learning the truth about where it was coming from. And actually, too, this one was a Reddit post initially, so you can thank Reddit for that again. It says, into the story here. So actually, the woman here, yeah, she's pregnant. So her senses were, says heightened in the article.
It's good thing her husband didn't fall headfirst into a, yes, you know, outhouse.
That's right. Yeah. So it said, a pregnant woman ended up kicking her husband out of their house after discovering his disgusting lie. Not only violated her nostrils, but also costed her $10,000 in vet bills.
$10,000? Holy cow.
It costed her thousands, sorry. Just thousands. So she was venting to Reddit initially. She explained how her husband had been blaming stinky farts on their dog, Jerry.
Jerry the dog.
It spent 5 weeks covering up the truth. So she said in her post on Reddit, "We have this dog, Jerry. He's an adorable little sweetheart. He has such a sweet and gentle disposition. He doesn't have an unkind bone in his body, and I love him dearly."
She loves him more than her husband.
At this point, yeah. "A month ago, my husband, Jerry, the dog, and I were eating dinner when suddenly I smelled something really disgusting. My husband instantly also made a face, so I knew it wasn't just me. I am pregnant, and my sense of smell has been a little sensitive in this time. I could not stand the smell and left the room. Later in bed, my husband told me the dog had farted." So that's another, it's like, was she still thinking about that later on, or did the husband feel like he had to clarify that was the dog? But I said, she said, "Honestly, it smelled like rotten eggs, and I thought it was a one-off because the dog does fart. But a fart this stinky isn't normal." Trying to forget about the one-off smell, she continued on her daily activities in the weeks after the incident, but at random times, she kept getting a whiff of the overpowering smell.
Her husband has a problem.
I think so. Well, she said she tried candles and all this stuff, and this whole time, she was under the assumption it was the dog. She said, "Okay, I'm taking him to the vet." She said, "Surely this smell cannot be normal." And through it all, the husband was in too deep at this point, you could say, and so he kept silent and encouraged it.
He kept silent, but deadly.
Deadly, that's right. So basically the vet said, just give him a diet change and stay on that, but the stink continued. She said she was losing her mind, and her husband had kept his mouth shut. The vet was so confused and ordered a bunch of tests. Where ultimately those are, that's where kind of that money
I was
going to
say, what did the vet do for thousands of dollars? I mean,
milked it.
Yeah. Cork.
All the tests show that the dog was fine. She's like, I'm losing my mind here. What if something is wrong with him? Are we going to lose him? She was stressing out. You know, and being pregnant, I'm sure, you know, only made that worse. So basically, after 5 long weeks, her husband had finally confessed and had been blaming the foul stenches on the dog. So she said that she lost it. She kicked him out. She kicked him out. He went to stay with his friends. She also noted that all of our friends are on her side. To be clear,
of
I don't.
Of course they are.
Yeah. I don't mind that he lied in the moment, but he knew we were going to the vet, and he kind of enabled that. So I had seen later on, too, that she ended up actually, I don't know how they do their finances, but she actually put those vet expenses on him. That was his responsibility.
Yeah, she said he had to pay it out of his fun money. Who?
It's her husband?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't they all just have?
I don't have any fun money.
I don't either.
Lori, we got to talk.
Yeah, we got.
I need some fun money.
I don't know what their financial agreement is there.
Yeah, but. How did he get fun money?
Anyway, I think it goes on.
First off, I would have stopped this as soon as it started costing me money. I'm like, okay, yeah, I can't. We're not spending money on this. Second, did he just walk around with a dog all the time? Or did he just fart with the dog? And that's it. How did he do that? Had he never farted ever with her anywhere else? Like they go on vacation in the car? Or maybe he's always got the dog with him.
Yeah.
That's a dog.
Well, at work, he's like, oh, that was the coworker.
That was the dog.
That was him.
Yeah, if I walked into the vet and said, what's this, these tests going to cost me? 10 grand. Put him down.
Yep. Sorry. Well, you are cold. And you
I am
dogs.
Cold and callous.
We know you wouldn't go out and save a dog if it fell into the toilet.
A child,
you might have put
yes,
the dog but... in the toilet, actually. Dropped it in head first.
I don't know what happened to him.
And laughed.
Oh, man. So I just saw that one. It's like, man, that one.
That stinks.
Yes, it does.
It does. That went on way too long.
Yeah, that's just,
way too
that's
far.
That's just insane. Yeah.
So, you know, I need to hear stories about, you know, like the dog ate my homework, but.
That's a whole nother.
It is a whole nother ball game.
Yes,
the dog,
it is.
It is.
Dog did the farts, so.
Bad dog.
Yes.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's, you got.
Oh, yeah. Got another one here.
Yeah. I thought you did. I wasn't sure.
Sorry.
I'm like, well, wait, maybe we don't.
This moment of silence was brought to you by.
Yeah,
Weird Al.
Another ironic. Oh, pour one out for the Weird Al concert. We got another ironic story here. This one is titled in the article, Oregon romance novelist who wrote How to Murder Your Husband goes on trial in fatal shooting of longtime spouse in Portland.
So she wrote the handbook first.
That's right.
Yeah.
Followed the steps.
Loving wife or cold-blooded killer? Teams of prosecutors and defense attorneys painted two different pictures of Oregon romance novelist Nancy Crampton Brophy as her trial began in Multnomah County Circuit Court. So this was also kind of an older story. This shooting happened in 2018, which is how long she's been in custody since she was arrested, facing a single count of murder in the fatal shooting of her husband, Daniel Brophy, as he prepped for work at the Oregon Culinary Institute in Southwest Portland on June 2nd. So basically, the district attorney, is arguing that she was motivated by greed and a $1.4 million insurance policy.
That's the root of it.
She executed what was believed to be the perfect plan, the DA said. When the 68-year-old allegedly followed her husband to work, shot him in the back, and fired again on him as he laid sprawled across a classroom floor.
So what was her perfect plan? Did she run away after she shot him and hide?
This one is, it was kind of a longer article, but it did detail that she had a gun, if I'm recalling this correctly here. She had a gun, but she bought all of these different parts that were supposed to have made the gun untraceable, that kind of a thing.
A ghost gun or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She bought a kit, I think, for it.
Lego. It's a Lego gun.
But the funny thing is that she used that kit, what she said was for, was research.
For her
novels. Yes. So, you know, you have to actually buy a gun and the kits, you know, to research, because you want to make sure your writing is accurate.
Yeah.
So.
But the fact that she's getting $1.4 million has nothing to do.
No. That surely cannot be it. And so also the article goes on to say they kind of seem like the people who had this the wealthy appearance on the outside. That's kind of the face they put onto the world, but they were really struggling financially.
Yeah.
And
that's what Dave Ramsey calls big hat, no cattle.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, there was all these life insurance policies basically taken out for the guy. You know,
on the guy?
Well, I mean.
By her?
Yeah. So, you know, that's not suspicious either.
No.
So, again, you just want to make sure your plot and your romance novel is that it just holds up, you know. How to Murder Your Husband.
See, maybe not write a book called How to Murder Your Husband and then murder your husband.
It started off as a fiction.
Yes.
And then it came nonfiction.
Biography.
How to, yeah.
An autobiography. Yeah.
How to Live Happily Ever After or something.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then kill your husband.
Yeah. Like,
yeah. So her defense is claiming that she was always a loving wife.
And right up to the moment she pulled the trigger.
Did she text him 14,000 times in that month?
Maybe.
That was from our replay last week.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, so I basically that's what – I don't think there's been a ruling in the trial yet. But, yeah, it doesn't look good for you when you write a novel called How to Murder Your Husband. And then when you actually murder your husband, it's not a good look.
Yeah. That's just circumstantial evidence.
I don't think the jury's going to look upon that very favorably. But not good.
Nope.
Not good.
Not good.
No, not at all.
Yes. You do not murder them after you write a book. Name that.
And then and for the record, I don't think, I don't want to speak for you guys, but.
I'll speak for me.
I don't think that we're pro-murder necessarily.
Not pro.
I'm anti for sure. Mike, I'm pretty sure is anti. Greg is ambivalent. He's kind of either way. He's not pro, but, you know, depending on the
story. Go either way.
You can make the case.
Let's say somebody forces you to take a COVID test for $130.
Yes, I might.
You can see a murder taking place.
That's not a threat, Al.
No, well, yeah, it's a bad Al now. Oh my gosh! So, but did you have anything else?
No, I just pretty ironic, you know.
All right. Well, I got one last thing, and we'll wrap this up then. So, NASA. We love NASA. We love space.
I like space.
This combines that and UFOs.
Yeah.
Aliens. Space aliens.
Critters. Greg space
saw,
critters.
Greg saw a UFO.
Yes.
We've talked about that. NASA is going to... Oh, no. Bear with me. I just lost the internet on my phone.
Uh-oh.
Well, NASA...
Where did it go?
They're sending some stuff into outer space to see if they can contact space aliens. So what could go wrong?
We spend money on this stuff.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Says NASA to launch naked pictures of humans in space in hope of attracting aliens. NASA scientists plan to launch pictures of naked humans into space in the hope of luring aliens to
Did you sign up to be the picture?
Well, I've been sending them naked pictures for years, so I'm assuming they're going to use one of those. A variety, you know.
Oh,
some with props, some with just me. Very artistically done. nothing vulgar, you know, very artistic.
It's tasteful.
It's tasteful. Very tasteful.
They're probably
back when Owen Mills was around. Sears, you know, when Sears was around, family pictures, you know, and I'd do a couple of nudes after we were done, send them off to NASA. You know, and they, you know, they give you the props, the giant crayons and stuff, strategically placed, you know.
And you'll probably get aliens that only read the articles anyways.
I probably would. So the depiction will also include an invitation to respond should an intelligent alien race find the space news.
What, call your cell phone or what?
Well, I don't know how. Well, in what language are they giving? I don't know what
are you saying? Oh, it's a nice picture.
Oh, look, honey, we have an invitation. Oh, my God, why are they sending this to us?
What is that phone number?
Think if Bart Jr. would have opened this up and seen this.
Oh, my God.
It's disgusting. It says, fortunately, the hypothetical alien shouldn't be too shocked by the unsolicited news. The pictures aren't graphic photographs. Again, tastefully done. Of naked humans, but they're a drawing of a naked man and woman next to the depiction of DNA. And they have them. They're like pixelated. It's like little dots. So if they did use my picture, they did not do me justice. I will say that. They didn't make things proportional either. I don't think it's that. I mean, it's pretty.
It's only two dots.
Well, yeah. I mean, at least three. At least three.
I just got out of the
pool. It was cold.
Yeah.
I was in the pool. The pictures aren't graphic. So, yeah, and it shows the DNA. The man and woman are waving in an attempt to look more inviting.
Or creepy.
NASA scientists revealed that the revealed an image in a study that's part of the project called Beacon in the Galaxy. So a bunch of perverted science is like, hey, let's get
spending millions of dollars to do this, probably.
And I feel like with all of the, you know, TV and different signals going into outer space, they've probably been bombarded with all kinds of naked pictures because that's what most of the internet is. It's all going out. So scientists think the pixelated illustrations of a naked man and woman waving hello could help us finally make contact with extraterrestrials. Like the aliens gonna know what the waving is. We have no idea. They could just look like a blot. They're not gonna know any of this stuff. What if their aliens send us naked pictures of them and we don't know what it is? It's just gonna be a scribble with, you know, weird things.
What is this? This?
I don't know. Scribble garbage.
A whole magazine. I don't know.
The alien's like, ooh, they're going to like this picture. Threw a little extra in that one. So along with the nudes and the DNA, the scientists have also tried to depict gravity, which I don't know how they're going to do. This all adds up to
the man and woman like pressed down to the earth. Or
well, you can tell on the woman how the gravity. Look, it's gravity. This is gravity that's doing this. We had a picture of when she was younger and then when she's older. See? Gravity. Oh, they explain in their study that though the concept of mathematics in humans terms is potentially unrecognizable to extraterrestrials, binary is likely universal across. I don't know why they think binary is. They can't understand complex numbers, but ones and zeros they can.
I love when they try to think like they would think aliens would think.
Yeah. And I love this too. It says space nudes, NASA to launch naked pictures of humans in space to in hopes of attracting aliens. You know what kind of aliens you're attracting? The probing kind. That's, you wonder why there's so much probing. We're sending naked pictures. All you're going to get is a perverted alien. You're not going to get the highbrow ones. What if we sent like a nice British gentleman drinking a cup of tea with a monocle? It's like, oh, yeah. Then we get the, yes, we've come here to talk to your speech. The other one, like, yeah, where are the naked people?
We sent them the Sports Illustrated.
Where's that pixelated guy? That doesn't look like the pixelated guy.
We sent him the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition.
Where's the woman that's showing us the gravity? We like her.
And get that DNA.
We got
out of
some
there.
Probes. We got some nut rub. We got all kinds of stuff. We're ready to go.
The alien scented.
Why do all your spaceships look like a phallus anyway? That's bad. And you're sending us naked pictures. What did you expect? You should expect a probing or two. I want to hear this. Oh, we've been probed. Yeah, you've been egging it on for years.
Oh my gosh.
Can't expect to send us penis shaped rockets and naked pictures and not expect a little probing once in a while. Oh my gosh. So there you go.
We thought you guys enjoyed that.
Yeah. Well, look, you've been sending us signals all the time. We don't like it. I'm like, well, I guess we're going to have to probe them again. What's with this? I hate the probing. So do I. I thought Zarn was into it. He hates it. Nobody wants probing.
No.
That's right. No one wants to be probed.
No one does. Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, our tax dollars hard at work there.
As always.
Seeing if we can get perverted aliens to come and invade us. Are they what else would go wrong?
Are they the ones that come down in the white UFOs, the perverted ones?
They might be.
Yeah. They could be. They got tinted windows in them.
Yeah.
Well, if you ever watched E.T., he had that really long finger. I think we all know why now that they have that. Oh, my
God. Ouch.
Gosh. Exactly. Exactly. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, I think on that note, we'll wrap it up. So, aliens, if you're listening, please don't probe us. Oh, we gosh. Don't want probed.
We're not sending the pictures.
No,
so.
No. No probing at all. All right. Well, hey, thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And we got a new episode out here for you. We got a couple more getting ready. I'm going to try to get them out there for you as well in the next couple weeks and kind of back on a regular schedule. Hope you have a great week. And hope you'll be tuning in 7 days. Until then, see ya.
Later.
Peace.
Well, that wraps up another episode. Thanks for listening. Please be sure to subscribe and you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.